This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. An American-led team of river rafters and kayakers completed one of the last great feats of exploration and adventure earlier today when they floated out from the mouth of the Nile River in Egypt and onto the Mediterranean Sea. Starting at the source of the Blue Nile in Ethiopia, they have descended the entire length of the river, 3,250 miles. The expedition chief is Pasquale Scaturo of Lakewood, Colorado. He joins us from Alexandria, Egypt. Pasquale, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very, very much, Alex.
Are you on land, and are you safe?
We are on land, and we are safe, and it feels good to be finished the expedition because now I can breathe a sigh of relief that nothing's really major happened to us during the expedition.
How many of you went along?
Well, you know, there were two of us, Gordon Brown and I. We did all the expedition, you know, kayaking and rafting, and in between we had a few other people join us and leave. I think four other people joined us and left at different intervals during the expedition.
Pasquale, why is it that no one has ever managed to do this before?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the Nile not only is a long river, but it's very, very difficult operationally. You know, the Nile goes from Ethiopia, where it's a small but powerful whitewater river, and then it dumps into Sudan, where it becomes a big, huge river that, is again, is very remote, very long, very difficult to do. And then it goes into Egypt, which, in my mind, is the most difficult political river to run on the earth. Getting permission to go down the river is almost impossible. You know, they wouldn't let us go through Lake Nasser at the beginning of Egypt because no one had ever been allowed to cross the lake under their own power, and we were able finally to get that permission after a lot of effort.
Just finding the source of the Nile was a great goal for explorers in the 19th century, and huge expeditions went up. You write in an online journal about the very beginning of the river. Will you tell me what it looks like just at the beginning, what you found?
Well, the very beginning of the river is a place called the Springs of Gishabai at Sakala. And Sakala is a little village. And what it is there's a small Ethiopian Orthodox church that sits on the top of a hill, and it's a gorgeous setting. It's beautiful green fields, there's trees, and there's mountains. And next to that church is this tiny spring, and it's really small. It's a wet area with some trees, and out of that comes a small spring the size of a, you know, maybe a half-inch pipe that comes out of the rock. And it starts there, and it starts literally small enough that you can't even drink out of it hardly. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it finally reaches Lake Tana 200 kilometers later.
Here's a recording from the trip a little bit farther down the river.
Well, we're heading down the river. We've gone a little over 30 kilometers today since 11 o'clock. The hope goal is 40, and then tomorrow 60. We're motoring, baby. We're almost out of Ethiopia. Sudan, here we come. Good news is, just 800 kilometers finished. Bad news is 4,700 to go.
So there you are going along. You're kayaking part of the way. You've got motors on your bigger rafts as well. But when you're running through the big rapids, which you hit around there and below there, what are you doing then?
Yeah, well, you know, the motors we only put on at the very end of Ethiopia. And so the first part of the river, after we reached Lake Tana, we were able to get some rafts in the water, is we used Grand Canyon-style rigs, is what we call them. They're 16-foot inflatable rafts with aluminum frames and oars, and we row the boats. And for the first 800 kilometers, we rowed every inch of the river. You know, we went through all the rapids, and it was only until we got towards Sudan, just a little bit from the Sudan border, that we actually put the motors on and started to motor, because it was no more the danger of big rapids.
How were you treated by people along the way? And indeed, how many people are there along the way there?
Well, Ethiopia is a very heavily populated country. There's 65 million people in the country, but no one lives along the Nile River. It's a big gorge. It's 5,000 feet deep. And not one time in 800 kilometers did we see a single light or see a single house for 800 kilometers. Once we entered Sudan, you know, we started seeing more villages, we started seeing more people, but it was still fairly remote. And it wasn't until we hit Egypt that we saw the cities and the people and the tourist ships and the, you know, the really big Egyptian culture that we expected.
Pasquale, why did you do this?
Well, I've been climbing mountains, and I've been running rivers for almost 30 years, and I've been on Everest. And, in the river running world, the term the Nile is synonymous with, you know, Everest. I mean, it's the river. And I've always wanted to run the Nile, and I knew it hadn't been run. I knew the blue. And when I had the opportunity with the film crew from IMAX to go ahead in true expedition style, I just jumped at the opportunity to run this river.
It took you 4 months. You made it. You've been attacked by crocodiles and hippos and shot at by bandits, but you got through it. You didn't lose anyone. You're there. What do you think?
Well, I feel now like I did not expect I would feel. You know, when I first started doing this river trip, I thought, oh, it's going to be so much fun to hit the end of the river, and it's going to be so exciting. And in reality, when we finally hit the river today at 7:01 this morning, it was more just a feeling of relief that we now know that we did it. And most important, I know that everyone came through safely, and I feel real happy. I'm proud. I'm proud of Gordon Brown, my partner, in this thing. You know, we stuck together the whole time. You know, being with a person in a raft or in two rafts on one expedition for 4 months for 5,000 kilometers is a real testament to friendship.
And you're still friends?
Believe it or not, we are. In fact, the other day we were just talking and we were going, you know, I know you better than my wife, I think.
Pasquale Scaturo and his partner Gordon Brown have just finished the first ever complete descent of the Nile River, starting on the branch called the Blue Nile. There are photos of their expedition on our website, npr.org. Good photos. You should look at them. And an IMAX film of their journey, Mystery of the Nile, will be out next year. It's being produced by McGillivray Freeman Films of California and Orbitamax of Spain. Pasquale, thank you and congratulations again.
Alex, thank you very, very much.